Begin the current daf mesach. The Shabbos daf pei gimel. We begin 8 lines up from the top of the amud. But the Gemara continues the theme of the discussion of the previous daf. But we had a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, and it was mentioned already in our Mishnah on Amud Aleph, that what is the halachic status regarding avodah zarah? Do we compare it in the halachas of tumah to nida, or do we compare it to the halachas of sheretz? And the difference is that nida has certain tumas that it conveys that a sheretz does not, and that is nida conveys tumah both with carrying and with an evan mesama, with an emplaced stone that has things under it, although it's not weighing down, and if something of tumah is on top of the stone, which in this case is the nida, that it conveys tumah things under it. Whereas a sheretz, a creepy crawly thing that has a halach of tumah, only conveys tumah with the tumah of maga, of touching, but it does not convey tumah with masa, with carrying it, or with the halacha of evan mesama, the placed stone. So that is, Rabbi Akiva holds that we compare it totally to Nida, and that just like Nida conveys Tumah with Masa and Evan Mesama, so too does the halacha of Avodah Zarah convey Tumah with carrying and with the play stone. Whereas the Chacham said that no, that it, we compare it in the Psukim to Shaketz, to Shaketzendu, we compare Avodah Zarah to Sheretz. Just like Sheretz conveys Tumah only with touching, so too Avodah Zarah, and now with Masa and Evan Mesama. So we had a machlekes in the Gemara between Rabbah and Rabbi Elazar, how to interpret this machlekes. Rabbah said that everyone agrees that Avodah Zarah conveys Tumah both with touching and with carrying. The whole machlekes was, do we totally compare it to Nida or not? And that is, Rabbi Akiva holds, we totally compare it to Nida, as the Pasuk Tazrim of Zaris, of comparing Avodah Zarah to Dava, to Nida, that we see that just like Nida is conveys Tumah even with the placed stone, so to Avodah Zarah. And we compare it to Sheretz for something else. Whereas the Chacham said that no, we compare it to Sheretz to say that it does not have the tumah, it takes it down a notch. It's not total like Nida to be conveyed tumah with Evan Mesama. It only conveys tumah with touching and with carrying. The Rebbe Elazar said no, that everyone agrees that Evan Mesama will not be conveyed tumah through Avodah Zarah. And for that, for sure, it's not like totally like Nida. The whole machlikus was if it will convey tumah with masa or not. And that is, the Chacham hold that no, we compare it totally to Sheretz. Just like Sheretz only conveys tumah with touching, so to Avodah Zarah. And the fact that we learn that from Nida is for a different purpose, possibly for the halacha of Eivarin, that just like Nida does not convey tumah when it's separate limbs, so to Avodah Zarah does not convey the tumah when it's the separate parts are taken apart. Whereas Rabbi Akiva holds that no, that we compare it to Nida for that effect, not just that it will convey tumah of touching like Sheretz, but even for the halacha of tumah of Mesama, but that everyone agree of the tumah of masa, of carrying it, but that everyone will agree that Evan Mesama does not convey tumah. So those are the two opinions. Again, the machlekes between Rabbah and Rabbi Elazar. In this machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan, regarding the halachas of tumah Avodah Zarah, in what way we compare it to Nida and to Sheretz. So now the Gemara asks, Meisvei, it asks a question according to Rabbah that says that everybody agrees that Avodah Zarah will convey the tumah of masa, of carrying it. And the whole machlekes was regarding if it's going to be conveyed tumah even with this chiddush of Evan Mesama, that if a Avodah Zarah is on top of this play stone that's not touching the kalim under it, if it will convey tumah to it like a Nida. So the question is, we learned Avodah Zarah b'sheretz. We learned in the Braisa that Avodah Zarah has halacha like a sheretz. U'misham sheretz k'sheretz. And the things that assist, the things that come in service of Avodah Zarah, they also have the halacha of a sheretz. That's the Tanakhama. Kiva imeno, Avodah Zarah is k'nida. And this is the machlekes that we mentioned before, that Avodah Zarah is just like a nida. U'misham sheretz k'sheretz. And it's only those things that serve the Avodah Zarah that has halacha like sheretz. And the Gemara develops the question. Bishlam Rebbe Elazar Nicha, according to the opinion of Rebbe Elazar, that he says that according to the Rabbanan, that the Tumah Avodah Zarah is totally like Sheretz, that it's only mitama with maga, with touching, and not with masa. So that makes sense, that we see that the Braisa says that their opinion is that Avodah Zarah is like Sheretz, that it will not transmit Tumah with carrying. El Rabbi Kashba, according to Rabbi, that he says it even according to the Rabbanan, that there is a Tumah of masa in the Avodah Zarah of carrying, but here we see in the Braisa that says Avodah Zarah is like Sheretz, and Sheretz does not convey Tumah with carrying. So that the Gemara says, Amalcha Rabbah, Rabbah will tell you, Mia Lim Masnitin, is this a bigger question than the Mishnah itself in Mesechta Avodah Zarah? Diktani, we learned in the Mishnah explicitly that says, Eitz of Avon of Afarv, Metamika Sheretz, that the timbers and the stones and the earth from the Avodah Zarah conveys Tumah like a Sheretz. And Vokimnan, we already established, and this is what we said on the previous daf, Maika Sheretz, what does it mean that the Avodah Zarah has a halachic status like Sheretz? That's only the limitama be'ev mesama, that it's just that it takes it down a notch, that it says not totally like Nida that will convey tumah even with this play stone. It's saying it's like a sheretz that's not convey tumah with the ev mesama. This is the Rabban said that Avodah Zarah is like a sheretz. doesn't mean it's totally like a sheretz in the fact that it will not convey tumah with carrying only with touching. Rather, what it's saying is that it's like a sheretz that does not convey the tumah of emes samah, that although we do equate it and compare it with zotanida, it's equating it to sheretz to take it down a notch, but that it's not a difficulty. It's still possibly not totally like a sheretz, and the fact that it will convey tumah in masa, and that no one argues, not the Rabbanan and not the Rebbe Kiva, that Avodah Zarah will convey tumah with the tumah of masa. Now the Gemara continues asking on Rabba that Meisvei we learned in a Brisa Nachri v'Nachris, a non-Jew and a non-Jewess, Avodah Zarah u'mishamshah, an idol and the things that are assisting in the worship of an idol, Hein v'loy ha-Satan. The Tanakhama, the Chacham hold that the objects themselves, the non-Jew and the idol, they themselves are tumah and they convey that tumah, v'loy ha-Satan, but not when you carry it. Rebbe Kiva Omer, no, Hein v'ha-Satan, that the Avodah Zarah itself and the Nachri and the Nachris, they do convey Tumah. And also, when you carry the Avodah Zarah, and now the Gemara thinks that Hasatan means actually carrying, that's Masa, not like every time it says in Shas, the word Hesed, which generally means that that object pushes something else, or carries that thing. Here, the Gemara thinks now that it means carrying that item, carrying the Avodah Zarah, or carrying the Nachri and the Nachris, that this is the machlokes between Rebbe Kiva and the Rabban. Rabban saying that the object itself, but not the carrying it. And Rebbe Kiva saying that no, the object itself will convey the tumah, and also carrying the object. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, Rebbe Leza, Nicha, Korn, Rebbe Leza, that makes a lot of sense. Because the Rabbanan said, Hein b'loy ha-Satan, which is mashma, that when you carry the Avodah Zarah, it will not be metama, which is the tumah of masa. And the Gemara later on is going to ask, so what does that mean, hein? What does it mean, then? If we're talking about that they themselves will convey tumah, so then obviously that carrying it will convey tumah according to Rebbe Kiva. So if you say that they're carrying them conveys tumah, why do we have to say that the object itself? We should have said a terminology of magoyin b'lo ha-Satan. The Chumash should have said not that hein b'lo ha-Satan, they themselves are not carrying them. It should have said touching them and not carrying them, and therefore the Gemara will ultimately fall down from the pshat that it thinks right now. But right now the Gemara thinks that it makes a lot of sense according to Rebbe Leza. Because again, it's saying that only the touching of the Avodah Zarah will convey tumah, but not carrying the Avodah Zarah. El Rabbi Kashmir, according to Rabbi, it's difficult because according to Rabbi, he says according to everybody, even according to Rabbanan, Avodah Zarah conveys tumah even with carrying it. And here explicitly they say that hein b'loy ha-Satan, that only the object itself, that is when it touches something, but not when it's carried. So Amalcha, Rabbi is going to tell you, ulatameich, according to your reasoning that you're trying to ask me from this brisa, you think it makes sense to you also? However, Nachri v'Nachri is nami hein b'loy ha-Satan. Does it make sense to say that the non-Jew and the non-Jewess, that the same halacha of they themselves convey tumah, but not when they're carried? But it's not true. By the time we learn the brisa that says Dabel b'nei Yisrael b'gurim, it says speak to the Jewish people, etc., which was talking about the halachas of the tumah of zav. And that is B'nai Yisrael Matam B'ziva, that only the Jewish people, they can make tumah with the tumah of Zav that comes, it's an emission that comes out of the organ. The Ein Nachem Matam B'ziva. And Halach is that non-Jews do not convey the tumah of Ziva. However, well, Gazra Alein Shiyukah Zav and L'chol Devrayim, but the Rabbanon made a gzera, they made a decree, that the non-Jews should have a halachic status of Ziva for everything. So what do you see from there? You see that the non-Jew is Matam B'masa. Because if they wouldn't be metama with masa, only with maga, only with touching, not when they're carried, so what, in what way are they like a zav, that we say that for all the practical purposes, we say that the non-Jews have the halachic status as a zav, let us just say that they have a halachic status of a tumei mace, which conveys tumma when it's touched, but not when it's carried. Why do we say that they're for all practical purposes, they have a halachic status of a zav? Obviously, just like a zav, when it's carried, conveys tumma. So too we're saying the non-Jews convey tumma when it's carried. And yet you're saying that hein b'lo ha-Satan means to say that only they convey tumma, that is when they're touched, but not when they're carried. Yet we know that it's not true. Nachri v'Nachris do convey tumma like a zav, even when they're carried. So Ella, rather, what you have to say is that obviously there's a flaw in this brisa, and you're going to have to resolve it either way. So Rabba answers according to his opinion, and Rebbe Lazar answers according to his opinion because the way it's read right now doesn't make sense, even according to your sheetahs. As the Gemara says, Rabba mitaretz l'tamei. Rabba answers according to his opinion, again, that his opinion was that according to everybody, Avodah Zarah conveys tumah both with touching and with carrying. The whole machlokes is only regarding the Eben Mesama, regarding the play stone. So he reads it as follows. Nachri v'nachris, regarding the non-Jew and the non-Jewess, hein v'ha Satan, you have to read it, them and the things that carry them, v'Eben Mesama shalahen. And the same thing would apply to the play stone regarding them. As the last parak in Masechtas Nida learns, that a Nachri and a Nachris, a non-Jew and a non-Jewess, do convey tumah even with the halach of Evan Mesama, as we said regarding Azav, that it conveys tumah with the Evan Mesama, with the play stone. regarding Avodah Zarah, the way it has to be read, is he veheseta, is it itself conveys tuma and the carrying of it. And this is again Lishitasei of Rabbah, that he said that even according to the Rabbanan, the Avodah Zarah conveys tuma even with carrying it. But not regarding the play stone. Again, that's why the Rabbanan said, according to the opinion of Rabbah, that is compared to Sheretz, to take it down a notch. That's not totally like needed. A Kamei Stom would Evan Mesama. On that, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Avodah Zarah, no, he, Veheseta, Ve'Evan Mesama Shalom. That was the Machlokes regarding Evan Mesama. The Rabbi Kiva holds that it's totally like needed, and it's compared to Sheretz only for Mesham Sheva, for the things that assisted to the Avodah Zarah. But the Avodah Zarah itself conveys Toma, even with its touch, with carrying it, and with the play stone. Rabbi Loza materials to Tamei, and Rabbi Loza, since we said that the Brisa doesn't make sense according to anyone, Rabbi Loza answers according to his opinion. And again, the opinion of Rabbi Loza is that everyone agrees Evan Masama does not convey Tumah with Avodah Zarah. The whole machlekes was if it conveys Tumah with Masa or not. And that's what how he explains the Brisa, that Nachu v'Nachus regarding the non-Jew and the non-Jewess, Hain v'Hesetan, the Evan Masama Shalan, that he agrees that everyone agrees to this principle of the non-Jew, that they, and when they're carried, and when they go onto this place, don't convey Tumah just like a Zav, which has all these same characteristics. Regarding Avodah Zarah, is he, V'loy HaSeita, is only the Avodah Zarah itself, and not when it's carried. And that's Lishitasai of Rabbi Lazar, that he says, the Rabban hold that it does not convey Tumah when it's carried, only when it's touched. Rabbi Kiva, Avodah Zarah, he, V'HaSeita. Whereas Rabbi Kiva holds that Avodah Zarah, it itself, that is when it touches something and when it's carried, conveys Tumah. But again, he would not interpret the opinion of Rabbi Kiva regarding Evan Mesama because he holds that even Rabbi Kiva agrees that Evan Mesama does not give Tumah to Avodah Zarah. So now the Gemara asks, both according to Rabbah and according to Rabbi Lazar, according to the way we just interpreted, their machlokes, Maskevlo Ravashi, my hen, how are you going to understand the Braisa when they use the terminology of hen? That is, whether according to Rabbah or according to Rabbi Lazar, either Pshat was saying that Hein v'Hasatan or Hein v'Loy HaSatan was talking about carrying the object itself, which was classic Masa. So the question is, what's this terminology of Hein v'Hasatan and Hein v'Loy HaSatan, both according to Rabbi Kiva and according to Rabbanan? If it's going to be like we were thinking up until now, that it meant that the object itself, it's Tameh, it's obvious, because if the object itself would be Tahar, how can you have Hesed, how can you have the Tumah of carrying it? It should have said in a different way. It should have said, Avodah Zarah, according to the Tanakama, according to Rabbanon, when you carry it, does not convey Tumah. According to Rabbi Kiva, when you carry it, does convey Tumah. Why are we talking the object itself? If it itself is Tumah, obviously we're taking that premise that it's Tumah. How can you discuss carrying it if you become Tumah by carrying it if the object itself is Tahar? So what does it mean, hen? Obviously, hen doesn't mean the object itself, because we wouldn't discuss that. It's obviously a premise that we're taking for granted if we're discussing also the machlokes regarding Hesetan, regarding carrying it. So rather, the Gemara says a different pshat. Elamar Avashi Hachim, this is what the Brayis was saying. Nochi v'nochis, regarding a non-Jew and a non-Jewess, bein hein she'asitu es acherim, whether they carried other things, ubein achem she'asitu oisan, whether other things carry them, tamei and then their tummy. And that is hein v'hasetan, hein was themselves, which is classic when carrying the object. That's the term of masa. That applies to the nachri and the nachris. And hesetan is like the terminology is throughout Shas. Doesn't mean carrying the object itself. It means the object carrying something else or pushing something else. And that is that regarding the nachri and the nachris, who we say that they have for all practical purposes the halachas of a zav, there's a halacha by zav that not only that the zav will convey tumma when it's carried, which is what we're using the terminology of hen, but it's even when it's hasid, when it carries something else, when it pushes a person, it's betamet, like the Mishnah in Zavin said, that whatever is carried on top of a zav is tummy, and that's hesed. And as the Gemara Masechet Nidah Daf Lamed Gimel learns from the pasuk b'chol anegeya b'chol asheyir tachta, whatever is going to touch what's under it, and we establish the pasuk over there talking about that what it's saying is that whatever touches what is under the zav, it's as if it's carrying. It's as if it's being carried by the Zav. It has the same halachic status. And that's what we're saying, that Hein v'Hasetan, the Hein v'Loy Satan is talking about regarding the halacha of the Tumah of both carrying. Hein means carrying the object, carrying the Avodah Zarah, carrying the Nachri and the Nachris. And the Satan means when that object is pushing something else, but it's not talking about, Hasetan doesn't mean in reference to carrying the object itself. And therefore, the Nachri and the Nachris conveys Tumah, again, like a Zav, whether it's carried or when it carries something else. Avodah Zarah, regarding Avodah Zarah, they carry something else, then the object is Tahirin. And that's because we compare it to Sheretz. That a Sheretz does not convey Tumah by pushing something else, which is similar to the Aloha of Evan Mesama, and that's because he's interpreting it according to Rabbah. That's how Ravashi is saying it, that we say that we don't totally equate Avodah Zarah to Nida, and just like Nida conveys Tumah with Hesed, like a Zav, and with Ev Misama. Rather, it's like the way Rabbi interpreted that only conveys Tumah with Masa when it's being carried, but not when it carries something else. So therefore, when we said regarding Avodah Zarah, we said when it carries something else, it's Tar, there is no Hesedon. Regarding other things that carry the Avodah Zarah, then it is Tumah, because that's your classic Masa, and that's according to Rabbi. The Rabban agree that Avodah Zarah conveys Tumah through Masa, because it's that for that purpose, it's compared to Nida. Misham Sheha, however, the things that assist Avodah Zarah, Bein Hein Shesito Sacherim, whether the objects themselves that push something else, as again the classical terminology of Hesed means, or Bein Achem Shesito Aysan, whether other things that carry the Avodah Zarah, which is the term of Masa, time their tar either way. On that, Rabbi Kiva Oima, that Rabbi Kiva says that no, Avodah Zarah is totally just like the Nachri and the Nachris, whether it pushes something else, or whether something else pushes, carries it. And the same thing would apply to Evan Mesamav, to the play stone. Because again, Rabbi Kiva totally equates it to Nida. And therefore he says that Nachri, Venachris, Ve'avodah Zarah, all those things, Bein Hein Shesito Sachem, whether it carries something else, or Bein Achem Shesito Aysan, whether other things carry the Avodah Zarah and the Nachri, to name the Kevei Tumah. And Mesham Sheha, regarding the things that assist Avodah Zarah, Bein Hein Shesito Achayrim, whether other things they carry, whether the things themselves they carry, the things that assist Avodah Zarah carry other things, or Bein Achem Shesito Aysan, whether other things they carry it is Taharim, then they're pure, and for that purpose it's not compared to Nida, it's only the Avodah Zarah itself. And therefore, to summarize, the way he interpreted Hen V'Seitan is again the object themselves when it's carried, and Haseitan is it carrying something else. And on that we had a Machlaikis regarding Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan, again, as Rabbi had originally explained, it's not difficult according to Rabbi, and Rashi goes through and shows that the same would apply to Rabbi Laza. It's not difficult the way the Ravashi is interpreting it. That hen v'aseit, maloya seitan, doesn't mean, again, regarding carrying it, but rather, again, hen means carrying the Avodah Zarah or the Nachri Nachris, and the seitan is regarding it transmitting to Tumah. That machlok is between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Kiva. If everyone agrees, you say hen, that it conveys the Tumah of Masa, again, according to the opinion of Rabba. Rashi goes through and shows how Rabbi Laza would interpret it not like that, l'shita asai. But then Hesetan, that Rabban said that there's no Hesetan, that it does not convey the Tumah of when the Avodah Zarah carries something else, is because for that purpose it's not like Nida, it's not like Evan Mesama, it only conveys the Tumah of Maga and Masa, and it's not like Nida, which would convey Tumah by pushing something else. Rashi Bekiva says that no, it even has Hen Vehesetan, it means it will convey Tumah even if it carries something else, again, because it's totally like Nida, which is like Zav, that just like Zav, that when it pushes something else, conveys the Tumah to it, so too Avodah Zarah will convey the Tumah when it pushes something else to it. So that resolves the Braisa, and there's no difficulty according to Rabba or Rabbi Leza in their interpretations of the Machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and the Rabban. However, the Gemara asks a technical question on what we just said. Avodah Zarah, we said regarding Avodah Zarah, regarding the Tumah of things carrying it, and it carrying other things. So Bishlam Achim Shesito Eisim Mishkachas, I understand you, Ravashi, the way you just interpreted the Braisa, that other things could carry it. And that's the classic Tumah of Masa, that according to Rabbah, both Rabban and Reb Kiva agree that there will be the Tumah of Masa of other things carrying the Avodah Zarah that will convey Tumah that way. How could you have Avodah Zarah pushing something else, conveying Tumah that way? It's inanimate. How could an object push a person or another object to convey the Tumah of Tumas Hesed? And that the Gemara says, Amar Rami, Bereid Rav Yeva, Kitetan. That's like we learned in the Mishnah, that it's possible for an inanimate object to convey Tumah as if it's pushing something. As we learned in the Mishnah, Hazav Bekaf Meznaim, if there's a Zav, this is a man that has a Tumah that emanated from his body, that he's in a pan of a scale. V'eichel Mashkin Bekaf Shnei, and you have food and drink in the other pan of the scale. Kara Hazav, if the Zav outweighs the other side of the scale, the food and the drink items, tamein, then those food items are tamei because he moved the other part of the scale by sheer being part of his weight. And therefore, an inanimate object could have the halachic status of hesed, as if it moved something by being placed on the scale. Now it moved the other objects. That's how an inanimate object, like Avodah Zarah, could convey tumah, as we find by the Zav. So therefore, however, the Mishnah says karuhin. However, if the food items weigh down the Zav, that then tar, and then they're tar. As we learned in the Mishnah, that whenever a Zav is being carried by something else, and here this case is the food and drink is carrying, so to speak, with their weight, the Zav, then it's tar. It's only by something that's fit to be a mishkev and a moishav, for a bed or for a recliner, for a person, then we say that the Zav that's being carried by that, then it conveys the tumah of mishkev and moishav. But other vessels or food items, they're not susceptible to the tumah of mishkev and moishav. As the Braisa says, it's only something that's meyuchad for yeshiva, that's designated for sitting. However, that excludes something which the class terminology is that they tell him, Amud v'nas machtena, get up and let's do our work. This is not meant for sitting. That will not get the tumah of Mishka v'mayshav. And therefore, we say in this case, when the food outweighs the zav, that it's going to, then it's not going to be mekabel tumah. It's only when the zav outweighs the food items that it's, so to speak, like pushing the, and it's carrying the food items. That's the tumah of hesed that will transmit. And that's what we meant when we said that the hesed of avodah zarah is the same idea as we find by the zav, that just by the fact of it weighing down the other items, that would be considered as if the avodah zarah pushed it. Now the Gemara asks, related to what we just spoke about, kaman nazal hodetanya, which opinion is this, the following brisa go like? We learned in the brisa, kol hatameyas hamesitas, regarding all the tumis that are conveyed through pushing other things, that they're tahiris, that they're tahar, chutz me'asetah shel zav, except for the pushing of a zav. And the reason is, we did not find a companion to this thing anywhere else in the Torah. It's a very unique thing to be pushing something else. For example, in the scale that we spoke about, or a regular person that is a tummy mace that he pushes his friend, that we say that everything is tahar. It's only by zav that we say if he pushes something someone else that's going to convey the tumah. So where do we find this? We only find it by zav. So the Gemara wants to say, who is this Tan? The Leman Dolei Kribi Kiva. Let's say that's not like Kribi Kiva. The Kribi Kiva, Ikanami Vodazara. If it would be according to Kribi Kiva, he says that not only that Zav conveys the Tum of Hesed, but even Vodazara, like we just demonstrated. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say that only according to Rabban. The Gemara says, no, Afil Tim Kribi Kiva could say that this price is even according to Kribi Kiva. Tana Zav, Echaldadamalei, means when we say Zav, it means everything that's compared to Zav, because it's everything that's learned out from Zav. And the reason why we say that Avodah Zarah conveys the Tumah of Hesed is because we learn Avodah Zarah from Nida, as we said, and Nida learns out from Zav. And therefore, when we say, except for Zav, we mean the things that are learned out from Zav also, which includes Nida and Avodah Zarah. So that Brisa could be going even according to Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara continues on this theme, a question that we had mentioned a few times in the previous daf. Boi Rav Chama Bar Guri, he asked the following question. Avodah Zarah, regarding Avodah Zarah, Yeshna Leivam, does the Tumah of Avodah Zarah apply even when it's separate pieces, when it's limbs? For example, if let's say it's something that's made out of different parts, does the Tumah still extend even when it's pieces? Or Yeshna Leivam, maybe the Tumah would not exist when it's broken into separate pieces, only when it's one complete idol, then it conveys the Tumah of Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara qualifies the question. When a simple person, that's not a professional, could put the pieces back together, there I have no question that since you don't need a professional, it's like it's still attached, because the fact that it's apart doesn't mean anything. It's so easily put back. That's normative. The question that we would ask is when a simple person that's not a professional, then he can't put it back together. And that would be the question, might. Since a regular person can't put it back together, it's like it's broken. Therefore, we don't see it as an idol, and therefore it's not conveying the tumah of Avodah Zarah. So maybe do you say that no, there's nothing missing from the Avodah Zarah. So although the pieces are separate now, it still has all the components, and therefore then it will convey the tumah of Avodah Zarah. That was the question that we had. Then the Gemara says, others asked the question in the other way, in the reverse. That is, we're a simple person that's not a professional, can't put it back together. There definitely there was no question. The command of Metavridim, that's considered broken because I need a professional to put it back together. It's not a complete idol. It will not convey tumah. When was the question posed? Only if a simple person could put it back together. The question was, since a simple person could put it back together, so then we view it as connected still. Or maybe do you say that since now, ultimately it's pulled apart and it's dismantled, so therefore we don't see it as one complete idol and therefore it's not coming to Tumah? That was the question. And I think we must take, let it stand, either version, we don't have it clear when we say that Avodah Zarah conveys Tumah, if it's only when it's one piece or even when it's separate pieces that it should still convey the Tumah of Avodah Zarah. A similar question the Gemara asked, Boyer Rav Achta Vibar Ami, regarding Avodah Zarah, what's if the Avodah Zarah is less than the shear of a kezayis? Would it still be asur b'hanoah as Avodah Zarah is? So the Gemara asks on this question, Maskevah Rav Yosef, Lamai, what is this question that you're asking if the Avodah Zarah is less than the kezayis? Ilema le'in yisur, if you're talking about regarding the isur, as we said regarding the isur of hanoah, of having enough from Avodah Zarah, so then lo yehei ela zvuv bal ikrin, it shouldn't be any worse than the Avodah Zarah of the zvuv, the fly, that's the idol of ikrin. The Tanya, as we learned in the Pasuk in Shaftim, that says, Vayisimu Baal Bris Lelohim, that they made this Avodah Zarah Baal Bris for their God. That is, what is this Avodah Zarah of Baal Bris? Zvuv Baal Ikrin, this was the Avodah Zarah of Zvuv Baal Ikrin, that was a Avodah Zarah that was very small, like a fly. Malamech kol echad ve'echad osa demusi rasa. That comes to teach you that we're talking about Jews over here, the Yidden, that they made, each one made an image, a graven image of his god. Umanich b'toch kisei, they put in his pocket. Kimin shazaycha, once he remembered his idol, oh, meitzi b'toch kisei, he would take it out of his pocket, umachabko, menashko, he would hug it, he would love it, he would kiss it. And that's the term why it's called Baal Bris. That's what a covenant is. It's love and it's cherishing something. So we see that they were totally attached to this thing. And this is their avodah zarah. And that's in spite of the fact that it was smaller than the Shev Kizayis. So that can't be your question. Elin Tumma, rather your question is regarding Tumma. My, Kivin the Iskish L'Sheretz, since we equate avodah zarah to Sheretz, Ma Sheretz Bekadosha, Av avodah zarah Namim Bekadosha, just like Sheretz, it conveys Tumma, even if it's just the size of a lentil, so to avodah zarah. And even though it's less than the kazayis, or do we say that lamais avodah zarah is equated to a corpse, as the Gemara later is going to say, as the pasuk says, al kever b'nei ha'am. So mamis b'kazayis, avodah zarah b'kazayis. So maybe do we say that no, since we equate it to a mess, just like a mess only conveys tumma if it's the size of kazayis, so to avodah zarah, and if it's less than that, it won't convey tumma. So that was the question: if avodah zarah will convey tumma if it's less than the shev kazayis. So amar avi v'itima rabba bar ula toshma. Let's bring a raya. At the time we learned the brisa. Avodah zarah p'chusa mikazayis, ein bo tuma kol ikar. Regarding avodah zarah that's less than the shear of kazayis, it does not have tuma at all. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk in Melachim Beis, v'yashlich es afara al kever b'nei ha'am, that they threw the dust on top of the graves of the people of the nation, which comes to teach, ma mes b'kazayis, just like a corpse is the shear of kazayis, avodah zarah b'kazayis, also that pasuk that's saying throwing the dust of the avodah zarah on the graves of the people, is saying the same concept, just like a grave, a mess, is the Shev HaKizayis, so too avodah zarah is only kaveh tumma if it's the Shev HaKizayis. And therefore that resolves the question. It says it does not kaveh tumma if it's less than the kizayis. Now the Gemara goes back to what we mentioned before in the interpretation of Rebbe Eliezer, that he says the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Reb Kiva was that everyone agrees that Evan Mesama, the play stone, will not convey tumma by avodah zarah. The whole machlokes was if it will convey tumma with masa with carrying as nida, or will it not convey the tumma of masa as sheretz. So the Gemara goes and goes back to that and asks Rabbanan, lamai hilchas iskish l'sheretz. For what purpose was avodah zarah compared to sheretz? So that's very simple. The limitam of masa is to tell you that just like sheretz only conveys tumma with touching it. So to avodah zarah does not only conveys tumma with touching and now with carrying as nida, and that's why we compared it to sheretz. So then the question is lanida. Why do we compare it to nida? It has nothing in common with nida more than sheretz. It's just like sheretz that only conveys tumma with touching and not even carrying as nida. So the Gemara says the ein lavarm. The reason why we compared avodah zarah to nida is to say that just like nida does not convey tumma when it's separate pieces, so to avodah zarah will not convey tumma when it's separate pieces, when it's not one whole thing. And why did we compare avodah zarah lemes to a corpse? That's like we just said, the limitam bekadosha, that it should not convey tumma when it's the size of a lentil, only if it's the size of kizayis as a corpse. However, less than that will not convey tumma. And that the Gemara says on these three interpretations of why we compare and equate avodah zarah to sheretz and to nida and to mes, to a corpse, eim lechurma. Let's say all these things are lechurma, are for stringent. In other words, all these things that we said according to Rabbanan, that it does not convey tumma when it's carried, and it does not, and that's because although we learn that from nida, but that's why we compare it to sheretz, and it's not going to equate, it's not going to convey tumma when it's separate parts. That's why we compare it to nida, and it's not, and the reason why we compare it to mes is that it's not going to convey tumma when it's the size of a lentil. All these interpretations, our leniencies, our coolers. Let's say to the contrary. Let's say they're all stringencies, and as follows, l'may hilchas ikshe rachman l'sheretz. I'll tell you why we compared avodah zarah to sheretz. L'tmui b'kadosha. Not like why we compared it to mes, to say that it conveys tumma even the size of a lentil. And l'nida, you want the way we compared it to anida, is l'tmui b'ev mesam, the most stringent to say just like nida conveys tumma, not only carrying, but even with play stone, so to avodah zarah. And akshar achman l'mes, you want to know why we compared and equated to a corpse, is l'tmui b'oil, is to say that it conveys tumma even in a tent, which is a chumra that only mes says, and all the other things. So therefore, why do we say all these interpretations of why we compare it to all these different things to say leniencies, that although we compare it to other things, that we compare it to this to show that it's more lenient, why don't we say it's l'chumra? And that's where we compare it to all these three different things. And the Gemara says, tumas avodah zarah d'rabbani, the whole tumma of avodah zarah an idol is only rabbinic injunction. And all these things that we said, hekeshin, that we said that we compare it, we see the pasuk equating it, is that it seems like from the pasuk, it's only in the smachta ba'amo, that it's an only allusion that the rabbanan found to it. Because as the pasuk says, shaketz tishak tzeno. That's not a real terminology of sheretz. It's the Ikar Pasuk is really talking about just a derisiveness and derogatory term for Vodazara. That's disgusting. It's abominable. However, you find it as an allusion to show, just like a sheretz is called sheketz, show to have a deserve, but really it's onim da'apon. And therefore, v'kula v'chumra, when we have a leniency to follow, and a stringency to follow, l'kula mekshin, l'chumra l'mekshin, when we go by a rabbinic injunction, we go to l'kula, to lenient, and not l'chumra, by the raisa we would go l'chumra, but since this is only rabbinic, that's why all the allusions we find, we say l'kula and not l'chumra. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, talking, as we said, the theme of the Mishnayis in this parak talks about Minayin. From where do we know? And that's because ultimately we want to bring in the Mishnah. How do we know a halacha regarding the halachas of Shabbos, of washing a baby 3 days after the bris milah in the bath, that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. So this Mishnah talks about the halachas of Tumah. Minayin l'svina shi'tar. How do we know that a ship is tar? In other words, that it's not mekabel Tumah. Shneim, like it says in the pasuk in Mishli, derech aniyah b'lev yam, that the path of the ship is in the heart of the sea. And that is, we see that the ship has the halachic status of a sea, and just like a sea is not makabel tumah, so too a ship is not makabel tumah. As the Gemara brings right now from a Braisa that elaborates on this interpretation. The Gemara has, on the pasuk of derech ani b'lev yam, pshita ani b'lev yam, it's obvious, we know that a ship goes in the heart of the sea, so what is the pasuk trying to tell us, and what are we trying to compare with a ship in the sea? That the Gemara says, this was what the kavan of the Mishnah was, Hakamash Malon Kiyam, that we're trying to compare the ship to the sea. Ma'ayam tar av svina tar, just like the sea is pure, that it's not makabel tumah, so too a ship is pure, it's not makabel tumah. So the Gemara brings a different source for this halacha, that a ship is not makabel tumah. Time we learn the braisa. Chananya Oimer, Nilma Domisak. Chananya says that we learn out that a ship is not makabel tumah, it's not susceptible to tumah, from a sackcloth. And that is because since a ship is made out of wood, and that the pasuk compares wood to sackcloth regarding the halachas of tumah, so therefore masak mitaltel mole b'reikim. What we learn from the pasuk that equates a vessel made out of wood to a sackcloth, that just like a sackcloth is something that can be carried whether it's full or whether it's empty, because that's the purpose of a sackcloth, that it should be carried full. Afkol mitaltel mole b'reikim. So too all these other things, which in the pasuk one of the things that it talks about is a wooden keli, is also only mekabel tumah if it could be carried full and empty. Which comes to exclude a ship that cannot be carried when it's full and then it's empty, because a ship cannot be carried when it's full because it's very large, and therefore that's the reason why a ship cannot be mekabel tumah. So Gemara's might be now. What's the difference between these two reasons? Why would we make a differentiation that we have to say in the Braisa Chananya, learning out from a different source, if we learn of a ship from comparing it to the sea or comparing it to a sackcloth? What would be the difference? So Ikeminai, the difference would be a svina shel charis, a ship that's made out of earthenware, out of clay, and that would not be compared to a sackcloth, because that's not included in the pasuk. It's only wood, a wooden vessel, that's compared in the pasuk to a sackcloth. So therefore, mandama ani b'lev yam, according to the one that says from the pasuk of a ship is in the heart of the sea, so hanemi b'lev yam, this ship is also in the heart of the sea, and therefore it's compared to the sea, and therefore it would not be mekabel tumah even if it's made out of earthenware. However, but according to the one that says the reason why a ship is not mekabel tumah because we compare it to sackcloth, it's only those items, those materials that are written in the same pasuk as the sackcloth. And there we say, that only if it can be carried full and empty, then yes, it's susceptible to tumah. But if it's not carried full and empty, then it will not be mekabel tumah. But regarding a ship made out of earthenware, even if it cannot be carried full and empty, it would be susceptible to tumah, and that's because that's not written in the pasuk to compare it to the sackcloth, to the sack that's written in the pasuk. Inami, another difference that would be between these two interpretations, if we compare the ship to the sea or to a sackcloth, is Svinas HaYarden, is a ship that goes on the Jordan River, which is very small, and that type of ship could be carried full and empty, because it's a very small river, and obviously the boats are very small. So therefore, Lamanda Mani B'lev Yami, according to the one that says that the ship is in the heart of the sea, so Hanami Ani B'lev Yami, this ship, the ships that go in the Jordan River, are also in the heart of the sea, and that's because it's Lav Davka, it's not necessarily a Yam, a sea. All rivers are all included in this, and that just like the rivers are tar, so too the ship would be tar. However, but according to the one that says that it's mekabel tumah only if it's something that can be carried full and empty, so this ship, since it's very small, could be carried full or empty, and therefore it would be mekabel tumah. And those are the two differences between the interpretations where we learn out that why a ship is not mekabel tumah. The difference would be regarding these two cases. As the Gemara brings, Amar b'Chanina ben Ikavia, Why did we say that a ship on the Jordan River, those type of ships, are mekabel tumah? That's as we just said. That's because we load it up on dry land and then we schlep it, we bring it down to the river. See, obviously, that it could be carried empty and full, because we load it up and then we carry it down. So that's again the difference that would be between these two interpretations, that according to the one that learns there from Lev Yam would say even that type of ship would not be mekabel tumah, because again, a ship that's in the heart of the sea is not mekabel tumah. Now the Gemara makes a processing comment according to this discussion that just happened. A person should never hold himself back from being in the Beis HaMidrash. He should always find himself, even for one moment. And the reason is, for many years, this Mishnah, Masechtas Kelim, that said regarding the ship of the Jordan River that it's Mekabel Tumah, which is unlike older ships that we know are not Mekabel Tumah, it was said many times in the Beis HaMidrash, but we never said a reason for it. And we never knew the reason why this ship was different until Reb Chanan Merkava came and he explained it, and that he said that that's because it could be loaded up full and empty and then carried. And therefore, a person shouldn't miss that time in the Beis HaMidrash, because that might be the moment when this Mishnah that was never explained is going to be explained. So you should always find yourself in the Beis HaMidrash. Similarly, the Gemara makes a comment. A person should never hold himself back from being in the Beis HaMidrash, in the study hall, or from words of Torah, even at the time of the moment of death. Like the Pasuk says, this is the Torah, a person that dies in the tent, which the literal shot in the Pasuk is talking about, the halachas of Tumas Oil, when a person dies, that these are the laws, when a person dies in the tent, that these are the different laws that apply. But the Gemara is learning up the Pasuk now in a different way, that Zoyis HaTorah, this is the Torah. If you want to learn Torah, it's Adam Kiyamas Ba'il, that the Gemara says, Afilu B'Shas Misa Te'ayis B'Torah. Even at the time of a person's death, he should be toiling and involved in Torah. That's Adam Kiyamas Ba'il. Even when he's dying in the tent, it's Zoyis HaTorah, he should be involved in learning. Now the Gemara concludes with a famous drasha that everyone knows from Rashi al Torah, Amar Rish Lakish. In the same pasuk, he gives a different interpretation. Ein divrei Torah miskayimin el b'misha memes atzmei lev. The words of Torah are not contained; they do not hold themselves in a person. Only in a person that kills himself over the words of Torah. Shenema zoysa Torah odem kiyam esbal. This is the Torah. You want to know who gets the Torah? Who merits the crown of Torah? It's a person that kills himself in the tent, that he gives himself totally over for the Torah. That's Zayich HaTorah Mekiyam HaSbo'il. That's the only way that a person will be Zayich to learn the words of Torah.